Our pinch hitter from Ivy Tech today is Jason Endres. He is the department chair for the School of Information Technology and I believe makes his Glass in the Afternoon debut. Jason, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. Very well, thank you.
You look outstanding in that tuxedo, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Well, sometimes on Thursdays with Ivy, you know, because Chancellor always has his fancy green something or the other. So you went out and got the tuxedo, which is just great. And this is your first time on the program, correct?
I believe it is, yes.
Well, welcome aboard, my friend. We try to have some fun with this and pass on all the great things that are going on at Ivy Tech. And, a very important piece of everywhere is information technology. And we know that Ivy Tech has had multiple visits from our friends at the from down in Crane, Department of Defense and everything else. And we've talked about semiconductors and how that's going to be a big deal. All this ties together and you're in charge. How long have you been the chair over there, buddy?
Well, just department chair for about 3 years, full-time faculty for 5, but adjunct faculty for about 12 years before that. So I've been at Ivy Tech for quite a few years.
So you've seen this grow and grow and grow and grow and keep
Absolutely.
Growing. And now we've put shovels in the ground. And Ivy Tech, as we learned, I think this was late last spring, and we talked to the chancellor about it over the summertime, a cyber range is being built. Well,
correct.
For folks who are not up to date on all the lingo, you can't see me raising my hand, but I am one of them. What is a cyber range, and why is this so important to the development of IT here at Ivy Tech and in our region?
Well, as we all know, or as you may know, cybersecurity, security in general, is a very, very big part of information technology. We got to keep everything secure in what we do with computers and in the technology. So us building the cyber range out here has given us the opportunity to allow all of our Ivy Tech students the ability to get some hands-on experience working with different cybersecurity issues, risks, documents, you name it, they can work with it. And it's a great thing because our partners, as you mentioned, Crane, we also have Department of Defense contractors in and around Monroe County. They are all telling us that they need employees with certain skills, and this is what this cyber range is going to help us provide.
Now, we call it a range. I know range, some people will think, well, that's a group of numbers. Oh, that's where the buffalo roam. It's this thing I cook my macaroni and cheese and boil the water on. What exactly is a cyber range so we can kind of visualize what it is you're building out there?
So this, in this sense, it's just a range of different types of technology. So for us, it is not a physical, you're not going to be able to really touch it. It's going to be all virtual, so students will be able to log in from wherever they're at, sitting in their pajamas, and be able to play around with the technology that we set up.
Oh, that's outstanding. So you're building a cyber range, but you're building it in the ether.
Exactly.
There we go. See, that sounds like I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's why you're here.
Yes. So we're doing what we like to do with our Ivy Tech students. We're trying to meet them where they're at. We're trying to be able to allow them to have this hands-on experience, but not always have to come to campus. I mean, we prefer that they do, but sometimes we understand life gets in the way, and sometimes they need to be sitting at a kitchen table accessing our technology.
Well, and you told me you're not physically building a building, but there is infrastructure we have to pay attention to because you're going to have to run all of these virtual machines. So I guess we're going to need servers and wiring and things like that. Now I'm completely out of my lane, Jason, so you're in charge.
No, because you exactly said, I mean, you said exactly what we need. So you know more than you're letting on.
All right.
Yes, we need that physical infrastructure. And thankfully, Ivy Tech Bloomington was part of a grant last October where we were awarded a pretty good amount of money from our national or a a NASI group that is allowing us to purchase and build and implement all of this stuff over the next few months.
Now, who's in charge of literally building it? Is that something you do? Is that something you have the students help you out with? Does Crane give you a map of, hey, this is what we'd like to look at? How does that even work? It's fascinating.
All great questions. So it's a combination of all three and then some. So what we're doing is I'm building out, or I'm purchasing the equipment. We have a School of IT student-ran club. Quick plug on that. It meets every Monday or every other Monday at 4 o'clock here on campus. And we're letting students drive that a little bit and work on it. And then I have, the School of IT here has a full-time lab assistant, and he's been amazing. He's been helping out with it. So on that side of it. And then, yes, I have reached out to Crane. I've reached out to some of our government contractors and said, tell me what you need, and I'm implementing what they are telling me that they need. So
makes sense, because
it's
a huge group effort, and it would be pointless for you to do what you feel. You want to put these students
Correct.
In position so they can learn what exactly is needed to be placed into a job or whatever for the government. That's just a great partnership, because those jobs just don't go out of season, do they?
They do not, and you're exactly right. This is something that I could have built whatever I thought we needed, but it would have been pointless if it didn't help our students get hired into the workforce, which is our ultimate goal. I mean, that's the students' ultimate goal also, but that's where we're trying to get all the students to get into these nice-paying IT jobs.
Jason Endres is the department chair of the School of Information Technology at Ivy Tech. Now, before we get back to building all this stuff and what it all entails, how many kids are in this program now, and how much room do you have to grow this with all these wonderful things you're bringing in here? Do you have room to, or are they like my Thanksgiving pants? Is there room to stretch here?
Plenty of space, yes. So we currently have approximately 300 students in the School of IT program itself. We have about, I'd say, a third of those are cybersecurity majors, but this isn't just for cybersecurity majors. We're also going to allow those in our software development program, or those in our informatics program, or our IT support program, or any of the programs to play around with it. And we are always looking to grow, obviously. So that's why we talk about this on Thursdays, and that's why we have our next level jobs conversations every so often, to try to get these students to come in. So the more the merrier.
Tuesdays at the Tech, you name it, we've got it, because you have to be aware. And if you want to be in, again, a field that is not going, this is not a trendy thing. This is going to be going on for some time, and it's anytime you can work again with the government and polish up these skills, and then you can take it to the private sector as well. The limits, there aren't any. It is limitless in what can go on. And Jason Endres is our guest today, talking about the cyber range, and everybody, everywhere you turn, AI this, AI that, artificial intelligence. How is that going to play a part in helping us teach the students moving forward? Because, well, you don't want to throw them in the real world just yet.
Correct. So we have a nice little artificial machine that we built. And for those that are not aware, artificial intelligence is something that is going to be around forever. I mean, if you've heard of ChatGPT, you're aware of artificial intelligence. But we're going to use it for good. We're going to use it to show how to take a look at different types of network communications that are going on and see if anything malicious is happening. We're going to use it to take a look at a piece of software and see if that's a virus. We're going to use it to take a look at some software programming and see if that program is secure enough to not allow different types of application attacks or things of that nature. So if all of this sounds interesting, or even if it sounds foreign, if you come on out, we will teach you from the ground up on how to use all of this.
So reading between the lines, you don't have to have any experience in any of this to come out and learn it. So that's the prerequisites. Jason, what do they contain?
Prereq, you just have to have a passion for wanting to learn. We will teach you everything from the ground up. We have introductory classes that give you all of the information you need about what IT is in general, and then we get up into the advanced classes that that really let you fine-tune your skills.
And you get all this practice. Now, is this a one-year program, two-year program? What would be the commitment to get involved with IT at Ivy Tech?
So the initial commitment could be just as quick as a semester. We have what are called certificates, and those certificates are typically anywhere between 15 to or about 12 to 15 credit hours, and that gets your foot in the door. That can get you out into the workforce with a certificate from Ivy Tech. Those are stackable. Then you could take that certificate and create or get a technical certificate. And that technical certificate is typically 30 credits, and then you're halfway to your associate's degree. So the associate's would be 60 credits, so you range from 15 to 60 credits, but either one of them can get you out into the workforce. The great thing is we have next-level jobs that goes on in the state of Indiana, meaning you could qualify to have a certificate or a technical certificate paid for by the state of Indiana.
Free. Right.
Yes.
And just pick up the phone, pick up the internet, get a hold of our friends at Ivy Tech, and they will walk you through all of this. You don't have to know any of what paperwork to do this. What do you mean it's free? Well, let them show you how it's free, and you can be a part of this new and exciting and growing world. Now, once people are in this program and they get off to the range and we talk about all the things, is this like video games in real life, but where you're trying to, it's you versus the bad guys, and we're trying to work all this out? How do you build all of this, and then how do you integrate that into your students on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so it is an us versus them thing. So we create those types of scenarios. In the IT world, we call that red team versus blue team, where you have a team that's trying to defend the attacks, and we have a team that's trying to attack people. And so you see both sides of the coin. So the build-out is just whatever we can think of. There are many different resources that we have available to us that we can pull into our cyber range and expand and grow as we need to based on the needs of our students, our ever-changing curriculum, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I was going to say the criminals don't take the weekends off. They're always throwing new things at you. Does the government say, hey, we're struggling retaining people in this part of it, or are they like, well, these are the attacks we face most? How do you know what to program there?
So we get reports. We rely a lot on our advisory boards. So I have, you know, just like everybody or all departments here at Ivy Tech, we have advisory boards that consist of our community partners. And they, you know, once every 4 months we get together and talk, and they say this is what we're seeing a lot of. But also it's just a lot of research on all of the faculty that we have here in the School of IT. We look at reports daily. We hear from students. So we read news, just whatever's out there. That's what we're trying to implement. We make this really, really real world.
So what level of government clearance do you have there? How far up the ladder are you? Do they let you into that fun stuff? Do you have to go? Is your real name Jason Endres? Is that your real name?
No, I'm not. That's not me at all.
Tom Cruise is our guest. He is. What was his name?
Give me your social security number, and I'll take care of getting you enrolled.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's just that we feel like this is around us everywhere and every day, and it is. Anybody that does business online or medical records or there are so many jobs in this. And now we make fun of the government angle of it, but that's very important as well. But this isn't a government job. It is a job potentially that you can be involved in, banking, car sales, you name it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't have to be government. We say government a lot because that's where we see the most need for employees. But yes, you're absolutely right. Any business needs some kind of cybersecurity posture, meaning you have to have something in place to help protect yourself against whatever's going on out there, because nobody's immune.
That's exactly right. And the programs you have are fantastic as well. And I know there's a ton of them. We're not going to go through all of them today. Mm-hmm. But some people say, well, I'm good at like the software side of things. I don't want to be in the support part of it. Just give me a couple of these great because you have so many ways to enter this field that's under this huge umbrella. That's exciting.
Yes. So I'm just one of the department chairs. I have another department chair, and he is in charge of the software development side, the informatics, data analytics, and computer science. So we have those arenas as well, or those areas as well. But yes, there are excellent programs. We get a lot of software development students in our cyber class, or we try to, I should say. We would like for them to take the introductory to cybersecurity, just because software developers need to know how to create their programs in a secure manner. We also like to see our data analytics students take a intro to cybersecurity course for the same reasons. I mean, everybody needs cybersecurity in some form or fashion, but we don't exclude anybody. If you don't want to do cyber, come on out, do software development. Come out, do, if you like to look at data or numbers and crunch numbers, come out, do data analytics. We can talk to you about that. If you just want to be informatics, which looks at the human component of things, we can do that too.
Now, here is, but didn't school start last month? It did. It started on August 19th, on Monday. But yep. The fall session number 2 will be on us before we know it. When does that begin, and when should I start registering if I'd like to get involved with all these great examples you're telling us about?
So we started up second 8 weeks, October 21st. If that is something that you want to do, I would encourage you to reach out to us now. Our number 812-330-6013, or you can email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu. We can get you started with the application process, get you down to an advising, get your schedule set up. It's a pretty quick turnaround. So within a week or two, we can have you signed up and sitting in your first class in about 7 weeks.
Got to be ready to go. And we'll remind everybody as well, the nursing program over there is one of the highest demand places to get in. And I know their final days are going to be in October for spring of next year. So we'll remind everybody that there's some information sessions as well. You better get those applications in. You have to get way ahead for that. So I didn't want that to slip through the cracks. You can go find that. You can get anything you want, bl-info@ivytech.edu. Jason Indris is our guest today. We're talking about all the fun things in information technology. These 8-week courses you talked about, Jason, they can get you in. You can get started where you don't have to wait till springtime. How does that flexibility help get people through and into your program?
So the flexibility for classes themselves are one of our biggest draws, because we do a lot of what we call Learn Anywhere classes. So if you're, you know, a stay-at-home parent, or you just don't want to venture out for whatever reason, you can access this. You can come to class via Zoom and still get the same quality education as you would as if you were sitting in the physical classroom. We try, as I mentioned earlier, we try to meet students where they're at, help them as much as possible to get through all of these classes in order to get that great high-paying job out once they get out of school.
And there are plenty of those jobs going around. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend? Did you get a chance to get out and enjoy it?
I spent my weekend sick, so no, it wasn't that great.
You sound like my son. Well, it's going around, so let's be aware of all of that. Well, thanks for playing hurt today. I really appreciate that.
Oh no, I'm fine now. And for anybody that may be listening that's here on campus with me at Ivy Tech, I never tested positive for anything. It was just one of those things. So yeah. You see me around the hallways. It's I'm fine. I'm not contagious.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, he's just that tuxedo. He's the sharp-dressed man. Hey, great to meet you. This is an exciting program. And Jason, if people would like to get a hold of you directly, do you have an email or an extension we can get you? Let folks know if they want maybe some more complicated questions than my dopey ones.
Yeah, sure. So my email is jindris, that's ENDRIS, at ivytech.edu. Or I can be reached at 812-330-6133. And I can help you with anything IT related. If it's not my department, if you have something else, I will direct you to the department chair that you need to speak with.
Excellent job, my friend. The chancellor, you will get full passing marks from. Well, if he ever comes back, I know how busy he is. But if he ever returns to this program, we'll you can come back anytime you want, buddy. Because I know talk to you down the road. This program is really, really exciting, and so many opportunities to run into high paying jobs. Even if you don't know what you want to do for a living. Ask about it. Talk about it. They have career counselors, academic counselors. Ivy Tech will help you out. Great job, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.